24-Hour Mindfulness, written and read by Rohan Gunatilaka. This is a book about what it might be like to turn meditation on its head. While we're all interested in being that little bit more mindful, most of us find it hard to create the time and space for the formal sitting meditation as it is most typically presented. But what if we could do it wherever we were and whenever we want? What would it be like to free mindfulness and meditation from the confines of being a dedicated activity we only do for 10 or 20 minutes a day, and instead bring it naturally and effortlessly into wherever we are and whatever we're doing? That's where 24-Hour Mindfulness comes in. 24-Hour Mindfulness is an invitation to use the busyness and chaos of everyday life as the primary place where we train ourselves in mindfulness. It's an incredibly powerful idea. When we understand the basic techniques of developing awareness, calm, and kindness, and we've learnt them in all situations and all environments, we can then use them in any situation or environment. Since we'll have trained mindfulness in a natural, everyday way, mindfulness becomes a natural, everyday part of our lives, and an invaluable resource always available to us in the times when we need it the most. Conventional sitting meditation remains important, but it plays more of a supporting role. We do not need to be locked into lotus position from dawn to dusk. Instead, we just have to be open to the possibility that we can use anything and everything that we encounter in our day to support our natural ability to be aware, calm, kind, and wise. Now, doesn't that sound good? Mindfulness is a habit. When we have really built that habit up, not only is mindfulness available on demand, but it can be our natural default way of moving through and engaging with the world. When we hear promises like that, they can sound so unattainable and so far away from where we are, to the point of being intimidating or even a turn-off. This is a shame. The key to making our way past that is to understand the idea of 24-hour mindfulness as an intention or an attitude, not as an endpoint against which to judge ourselves. We may be surprised at how much progress we make. And to get there, it is best to invoke the wisdom of ages. Fake it till we make it. 24-hour mindfulness can be read in two ways, either as the means or as the end. When we read it as the end, these pages describe what it might be like to spend our day with natural mindfulness. The problem that comes with this lens is that our inner critic or negative voice is easily stirred, judging ourselves at every step on how far away the description is from the neuroses and niggles of our own lives. The more skillful and therefore recommended way to approach these ideas is to listen to them not as the end, but as the means. With this much more hopeful lens, we can then start to see the practices as things we can actually do, finding the techniques and ideas that work for us so that we can access more lightness and insight in any moment. And the wonderful thing about the economics of mindfulness is that not only do we receive the benefit of being present in that particular moment, but we are also more likely to be present in the future. Training ourselves up to achieve momentum in mindfulness does take some energy and effort, so why bother at all? The practice of mindfulness has the potential to unlock a host of qualities. These include greater self-awareness, steadiness, calm, kindness to ourselves, kindness to others, and an increased ability to deal with difficult emotions and experiences. There are many different routes through mindfulness and many different results. Which way we go depends on our interests, our motivation, what kind of practices we enjoy, and what level of energy we bring to them. The ideas, the exercises, and the practices you'll find here are ones I regularly use in the course of a normal day. I share them, not as a template to follow blindly, but as inspiration. While many aspects of our lives are similar, we are also very different. If there is a secret to realizing 24-hour mindfulness for